And now this is a dictation. Joyce Carpenter, March 1936, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V, as in Victor, S-K-I, for 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, post-hospital follow-up for Joyce. She presented with weakness, coronavirus, developed diarrhea probably related to antiviral, acute on chronic renal failure, pre-renal state, potassium acid-based abnormalities, everything returned to baseline. He has only one kidney from prior renal donation. He takes medication for atrial fibrillation. Uses a walker, unsteady but no recent fall. Presently weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia. Frequent alternating loose stools to heart without any bleeding. Urine without cloudiness or blood. Good volume, no incontinence. Presently no edema. Denies chest pain palpitation, has a fit, denies syncope, stable dyspnea, has a sleep apnea but unable to use CPAP machine, denies purulent material hemoptysis, not using oxygen or inhalers, no orthopnea PND, has a pacemaker. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Vasotec up to 20 milligrams on metoprolol 50. Cholesterol treatment, thyroid replacement, imiodarone has been on Lasix too, potassium replacement. Next paragraph, today blood pressure was running low, 100 over 48 left-sided, and standing up down to 80 over 40, unsteady but no loss of consciousness, lungs clear, pacemaker, appears regular, no pericardial rub, no situs tenderness or masses, minimal edema, compressing stockings, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are April 14, creatinine at 2, which now is a change as in the hospital, middle March, creatinine was back to normal at 0.8. There is a low sodium 135, high potassium at 5, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus elevated at 5, PTH elevated 97, and normal white blood cell platelets, mild anemia 13.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has evidence of hypotension, probably effect of medications, and decreasing the Vasotec from 20 to 10 milligrams. Delay six from 5 days a week to 4 days a week. She is going to check blood pressure at home and call me on the next few days. We will repeat chemistries to document improvement. Next number, acute on chronic renal failure, likely effect of medication, hypovolemia. No documented external bleeding, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Antiarrhythmics, imiodarone, and rate control beta blocker has a pacemaker. No anticoagulation. Next number, recent echocardiogram, preserved ejection fraction 57%. Does have, however, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, severe left ventricular hypertrophy, severe enlargement of atria. Aortic valve is calcified with moderate stenosis, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. In the hospital, there was no evidence of pulmonary emboli. There was severe coronary artery calcifications. CT scan abdomen and pelvis also with IV contrast. There was no kidney obstruction. Normal right kidney, absence of the left kidney. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,